The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. The time has arrived. It is The Piano Matters, and I'm David Dubal. So glad to be listening with you. And I think I've put together a very good program, hopefully. Now, Richard Strauss said this: I may not be a first-rate composer, but I am a first-rate second-class composer. Well, Mr. Strauss, I read this letter recently, and I really disagree, because if you look at the performance records of all the symphony orchestras of the world and all the performers, from songs to piano music, indeed, you get many, many more performances than most composers. On this program, we shall hear Murray Pariah, Emil Gilels, Arau, and more. So let's listen together. I'd like to start with the first movement from K570. What is that? That's the third sonata that Mozart wrote in the key of B-flat. And you'll hear Emil Gilels in a rare recording from a recital in Prague. Here it is. Thank you. And there you had it, the Allegro movement from Mozart's 16th piano sonata, K570, played by Gilels. Well, what did I think? Well, I think Gilels was under par in this performance. Well, you can't be in the pink all the time, and you certainly can disagree with me. Do you know the madcap writings of the American writer Ambrose Bierce? B-I-E-R-C-E, 19th century. Well, he wrote an hilarious, very cynical book called The Devil's Dictionary. And under A, he has, among other things, the accordion. Accordion is a noun, he says, and it's an instrument in harmony with the sentiments of an assassin. By the way, I have always myself found the colors of the accordion very, very interesting. And it does have a keyboard. Well, Beethoven didn't write 32 sonatas for the accordion, but I think it has its place in the pantheon of musical instruments. Franz Liszt wrote a magnificent cycle called the Transcendental Etudes, 12 in number, and it extended the resources of piano writing immensely. The Transcendentals are dedicated to Carl Czerny, and Czerny was Beethoven's pupil. Well, when Liszt was 11, he came to Vienna, and he studied with Czerny, but only for 18 months. And that was the extent of Liszt's studies with a professional piano teacher. Of the Transcendental Etudes, number 10 is one of the most popular. It's in F minor, a turbulent key in my ears. I have two performances for us to listen to, one by André Watts, and the second, I've never played it before, but by myself, and I'm curious to hear it. First up to his Steinway is the American virtuoso, André Watts.
Thank you.
And that was Andre Watts playing the Transcendental Etude No. 10 by Franz Liszt. And the performance took exactly 5 minutes and 5 seconds, and that's about how long it should take. It was, of course, excellent. I remember when I studied this etude years ago, when I was practicing, all of a sudden in the middle of my work, there was a blackout in New York City. Well, I'm not going to stop practicing. I just got some candles, and I continued to practice the etude. Certainly, I realized that Liszt himself practiced with candlelight. Well, I do feel a bit presumptuous in having my recording heard after Andre Watts. But whatever, as they say today. Here is David Dubois in the Transcendental Etude, number 10 in F minor, 30 seconds faster than Mr. Watts. Thank you. I smudged here and there, and there were a few blemishes, but it's not bad. Not bad, yes, but not as good as I remembered it. David Dubois playing the Transcendental Etude in F minor by Franz Liszt. Juan José Castro. He had an important career in his homeland of Argentina. He came from a family of composers. He wrote prolifically for the piano, and I'd like you to hear my friend Miriam Conti, who was born in Argentina, playing Castro's tango Nostalgico. I thought it was a delightful performance of Juan José Castro's Tango Nostalgico. The artist, Miriam Conti. Miriam once created a tango competition in Argentina, and I think she should do more of them, and maybe in every town in New Jersey. This is David Dubois in The Piano Matters. I'm pleased to be listening with you as I always am pleased. I'm reading Shakespeare, as I often do. Is this man really of our species? There's daggers in men's smiles. Yes, you're right. It's from Act Two of Macbeth. From a tango, let's have a funeral march. Not the famous Chopin funeral march, but the third movement from Beethoven's Opus 26. Beethoven would write in 1804 a funeral march for his Eroica symphony. But we're not going to hear that, obviously, since it's for orchestra. But we have this strange and earlier funeral march, and he subtitled it On the Death of a Hero. And the piece is full of fanfare and drum rolls. The performance I give you is by Murray Pariah. It was the third movement from the 12th piano sonata by Beethoven. It was composed in 1801, and this funeral march on the death of a hero is a movement inspired by Peyer's forgotten opera, Achilles. And Beethoven knew the composer, attended the premiere, sat next to the composer, and when listening to the somber strains of the Peyer's funeral march, Beethoven turned to the composer, whispered, and said, "How wonderful, how interesting. I shall have to compose that." Is that an enigmatic phrase, or is it not? The performance of the funeral march from the A-flat sonata, the American-born pianist, Murray Pariah. This is the Piano Matters, and our station is dedicated to the best. But we must have your help to support it. We have to survive, and we know how many of you consider that we are an important part of your lives. But yes, we need your help to bless you with our work. Ernesto Lecuona, the best-known Cuban composer of the 20th century, and he wrote marvelously for the piano, was really his instrument. I'd like you to listen to two movements from Lecuona's Andalucia Suite. The first is Cordoba, and following it, the world-famous and once so hackneyed Malagueña. The pianist is special. His name is Richard Cianco, and he's a fine person. Yes, I can attest to that. He was my TA at Juilliard for 4 years. Richard Cianco playing Lecuona's Cordoba, followed directly by Malagueña.
Thank you.
Yes, it was, I think, a fine performance by the fastidious Richard Cianco. Cordoba and Malagueña from Lecuona's Andalucía Suite. So here is what Berlioz said about hearing music, poor man. The music, at least, he admired. My arteries quiver violently. Tears indicate only a condition which may be intensified. If the further stage is reached, my muscles contract spasmodically, my limbs tremble, feet and hands grow quite numb. I cannot even see properly. I am giddy and half fainting. Oh, ah, Monsieur Berlioz, how could you get through then a Beethoven string quartet or symphony? Let's return to the piano and listen to the Chilean-born master pianist Claudio Arrau playing two of the five posthumous variations from the Opus 13, the Symphonic Etudes by Robert Alexander Schumann.
Thank you.
Schumann was certainly one of Arau's most adored composer, and his recordings are prime Schumann interpretations. And you heard Arau in the posthumous variations number 2 and 5. This is the Piano Matters, heard each week, same time, same station. Tchaikovsky once said, "Music is not illusion, but revelation." Do you like Tchaikovsky? Do you love him? Horowitz once said to me when we were discussing Tchaikovsky, he said, "Never trust anyone who hates Tchaikovsky." But the composer-conductor Pierre Boulez said, "I hate Tchaikovsky and I will not conduct him. But if the audience wants him, what can I do?" Well, friends, love him or not, I think you will be amazed at Samuel Feinberg's transcription of the Scherzo from Tchaikovsky's 6th Symphony. The arrangement is fabulous, and the playing by Arkady Valados is extraordinary, really. Thank you. such polished virtuosity by Arkady Validos. In the transcription by Samuel Feinberg, himself a great pianist, of the scherzo from the Pathetic Symphony of Tchaikovsky. Please join me next week for another edition of The Piano Matters. Spinoza said, "I have made it my earnest concern not to laugh at, nor to deplore, nor to detest, but to understand the actions of human beings." This is David Dubois. Thank you for listening. Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kaufman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.